Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Divorce Recovery Workbook by Mark S. Rye and Crystal D. Amore is a guided self-help workbook for people who are divorced or in the midst of divorce and struggling with the emotional fallout. Rather than focusing on legal strategy or relationship history, it concentrates on the inner experience that often follows separation, such as anger at an ex-spouse, hurt from betrayal, resentment, stress about the consequences of the split, and symptoms associated with depression. The book's purpose is practical to help readers process painful emotions and rebuild a meaningful life after divorce. It draws from established psychological approaches, especially mindfulness practices, self-compassion, and ideas associated with positive psychology, and it is designed to be used actively through written exercises and worksheets. The overall message is choice and agency. Readers are encouraged to avoid letting divorce define them permanently, and instead use this difficult transition as a starting point for healthier habits, clearer values, and a more fulfilling future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, working directly with anger, hurt, and resentment. A central focus of the workbook is naming and addressing the emotional states that can linger after divorce, especially anger, hurt, and resentment. The authors frame these reactions as common and understandable, rather than as personal failures, which can reduce shame and help readers engage honestly with what they feel. Instead of pushing for quick positivity, the approach emphasizes learning what emotions are signaling and how they can influence behavior, decision-making, and ongoing conflict with an ex-spouse. By using structured prompts and exercises, readers can identify triggers, patterns of rumination, and the specific stories they replay about betrayal, unfairness, or loss. This kind of clarity matters because unresolved resentment often keeps people psychologically tied to the marriage, even after the relationship has ended. The workbook encourages an active stance toward recovery, where emotions are processed in a deliberate way so they become less controlling. The goal is not to erase the past or deny grief, but to reduce emotional reactivity and reclaim attention for the life that still needs to be built. In practice, this topic supports readers in moving from raw reaction to thoughtful response. Secondly, mindfulness as a stabilizing skill during a chaotic transition. The workbook incorporates mindfulness as a concrete set of skills for coping with the intense stress and uncertainty that divorce can bring. Divorce often creates repeated emotional surges, including anxiety about the future, intrusive thoughts about what happened, and spirals of self-blame or anger. Mindfulness offers a way to notice these experiences without automatically getting swept up by them. In the book's framing, mindfulness is not presented as a vague spiritual idea, but as a practical method for grounding attention, tolerating distress, and making space between a feeling and the next action. This can be especially important when readers must still communicate with an ex-spouse, handle legal and financial decisions, or co-parent under pressure. When mindfulness is practiced consistently, people may become better able to recognize early signs of escalation and choose calmer, more values-aligned behavior. The workbook format reinforces this by encouraging repeated practice and reflection, so mindfulness becomes a usable habit rather than a one-time insight. As part of recovery, mindfulness helps readers return to the present moment, where change is possible, instead of living primarily in regret or replay. Thirdly, positive psychology focused rebuilding and meaning-making. Beyond symptom relief, the workbook draws on positive psychology to support rebuilding a satisfying life after divorce. This perspective does not deny pain, but it emphasizes that recovery can include growth, renewed purpose, and stronger well-being over time. Many people emerging from divorce feel disoriented, as if their identity, routines, and future plans have been disrupted all at once. A constructive next step is to clarify values and begin setting attainable goals that reflect the person they want to become now. The workbook uses guided exercises to help readers shift from a loss-centered narrative toward a forward-looking plan while still respecting grief. This can include identifying personal strengths, cultivating gratitude in realistic ways, and noticing sources of meaning that extend beyond the former relationship. The value of this topic is that it treats life after divorce as something that can be actively designed, not merely endured. For readers who feel stuck, a structured focus on goals and values can rebuild momentum and confidence. In the category of divorce recovery, this emphasis helps distinguish the workbook from purely cathartic approaches by adding an evidence-informed pathway toward well-being and life satisfaction. Fourthly, self-compassion as an antidote to shame and self-blame. The workbook emphasizes self-compassion as a key practice for healing after divorce, particularly for readers who feel ashamed, defective, or harshly self-critical. Divorce can trigger powerful internal judgments, such as the belief that one failed, wasted years, or ruined a family. Even when someone initiated the divorce, they may struggle with guilt, loneliness, and uncertainty about whether they made the right choice. Self-compassion addresses these emotional burdens by encouraging a kinder, more balanced inner voice. Rather than excusing harmful behavior or avoiding responsibility, self-compassion supports accountability without punishment. It can help readers face painful truths, make better decisions, and recover more steadily because they are not constantly depleted by self-attack. Self-compassion becomes actionable through reflection prompts and practical exercises that help readers notice their inner dialogue and shift towards supportive self-talk. This is especially relevant when people are trying to rebuild confidence, re-enter social life, or navigate new relationships. By strengthening the capacity to comfort oneself, readers are less likely to seek relief through impulsive choices or prolonged conflict. Over time, self-compassion supports resilience and a more stable sense of self. Lastly, forgiveness, co-parenting, and moving forward with healthier relationships. A challenging but important theme in the workbook is forgiveness and the interpersonal work of moving forward, especially when continued contact is unavoidable. The authors present forgiveness as part of healing from post-divorce pain, while acknowledging that it can be difficult and often misunderstood. In this context, forgiveness is not positioned as forgetting, minimizing harm, or immediately reconciling. Instead, it is treated as a process that can reduce the hold of bitterness and help a person regain emotional freedom. This is particularly relevant for co-parenting situations where unresolved resentment can spill into communication, decision-making, and the children's experience of stability. The workbook also offers practical guidance for managing difficult ongoing dynamics with more composure and intention. By combining emotional processing with forward-looking skills, it helps readers reduce unnecessary conflict and protect their well-being. And the topic also extends to forming new, healthier relationships, since unhealed anger and mistrust can be carried into future partnerships. The broader message is that divorce changes relationship structures, but it does not have to permanently damage a person's ability to connect, trust, and set boundaries. With structured reflection and skill building, moving forward becomes more realistic. In conclusion, the Divorce Recovery Workbook is best suited for readers who want more than reassurance and inspirational messaging after a breakup. It is designed for people who are divorced or actively going through divorce and recognize that their emotional recovery needs structure, practice, and a realistic plan. Readers dealing with persistent anger, betrayal pain, resentment, stress, or depressive symptoms may benefit from the book's emphasis on working directly with difficult feelings rather than bypassing them. It can also serve people who must stay connected to an ex-spouse through co-parenting and need tools to reduce reactivity and communicate more calmly. The practical benefit is its active workbook style. Instead of asking readers to simply agree with ideas, it invites them to write, reflect, and repeatedly apply skills associated with mindfulness, self-compassion, and positive psychology. That makes it useful both for self-directed recovery and as a supplement alongside counseling or divorce coaching. Compared with many divorce recovery books that focus heavily on venting, dating advice, or legal survival, this one stands out for its psychologically informed emphasis on emotional processing and forward-looking life rebuilding. Its core promise is not instant closure, but a steady return of agency. It frames divorce as a painful transition that can also become a starting point for healthier patterns, clearer values, and a life shaped by intention rather than by resentment. If you would like to support Mark S. Rye, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.